This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Liberti is joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. He's with an Orchard Park Town Board member, and we're talking about stadium development this morning. Another forum was held in Orchard Park last night for public feedback. Joe, are you getting ideas from the public of what they want around the stadium?
Oh, hi. Good morning, Susan and Lucas. Hey, it's a pleasure being on WBEN Morning Show. Before we get started, can you do something about the upcoming weather? I heard it's going to be 20 to 30s around the corner.
I wish.
Yeah, if you can get it back up into the 40s or 50s, I think the residents will be happy.
Yeah. Well, on the stadium development, what are you getting from the public? What do they want?
Yeah, so last night we had a public forum at the Community Activity Center right here in Orchard Park on California Road, and it was well attended. I would say there was over 100 participants, and we're really excited about the future development around the Buffalo Bills Stadium. And most of the residents that were there, they feel the same energy. I would say that the project really represents a significant step towards our community, bringing new opportunities like amenities, a fresh wave of energy. So I'm thinking, and we're really driving like a mix of retail, dining, entertainment, and a recreational space for this area. And the residents are really, I would say, they're really happy. They're really jazzed up about this new wave of energy that's coming around.
And Joe, from the residents we spoke to at the meeting yesterday, noticed several of them brought up access to the stadium, crossing the street, improving that. We saw a walking bridge mentioned, or perhaps even a tunnel, which is an improvement that I don't think many people have thought about when we've been considering hotels, retail, whatnot going up. How much is going into that? How much is the board considering improvements beyond just buildings and retail space?
Yeah, so we always take in consideration safety, and we're looking at the walkability around that area. So sidewalks, there could be a above ground ramp or an underground ramp. We haven't nailed anything down, to cross Abbott Road to get to the new stadium. But those are the things that are still on the table, and we're still listening to the residents out there. Yes.
You know, as you watch the stadium come together, moving so fast to get this up, and it's going to be ready, a little over a year from now. There's a public perception, I think, that the town is dragging its feet on development. Am I right or wrong?
I would say that there's things that are happening behind the scenes. I'm going to use an analogy of like cooking in the kitchen. There's a lot going behind the scenes right now. We have at least three major developers that are looking and have pitched things that are, surrounding that area, and they look fantastic. And I wish I can, tell you what they are, because when I see it, I get really excited. And the hurdles, the factors that they have to go through, the stakeholders, the regulatory. I believe that this is going to push, and it's going to make that, it's just going to enhance that area. It's going to be so much better. Yeah.
Does the board have any sort of timeline on when development might begin?
We're anticipating development to start around July of this year.
Okay. What can you tell us about projects that you can release information on?
Let's just say that there's going to be a staple that's coming to the area, and it's going to be a big draw to other businesses, other amenities. It's just going to be something very, very special for Orchard Park, where everyone in the community and outside the community, when I say outside the community, I draw a radius around that extends out to Toronto, to Rochester, all the way around, where they can come here and enjoy themselves and just have a great use of the land.
When you say a staple, can you give us anything else? Whether
I wish I could give you some specific information. Like I said, we're really excited to announce that development is indeed coming to Orchard Park, especially around the stadium. But stay tuned for more updates as we work on creating really an enhanced experience for our community and visitors alike. So this should be coming, like I said, probably around May, June, we'll be able to start to talk about what's happening.
Joe, we've seen some entertainment attractions pop up around the arena downtown. Terminal B just opened recently. Mm-hmm. There's more concerts at the waterfront. Is that a possibility, perhaps, maybe venues for concerts or for other attractions, maybe outdoors or indoors around the stadium?
I would say the stadium's going to be, it will be utilized more than just NFL games. There's going to be like high school games. There's going to be concerts, other venues to really, this is going to be a world-class stadium. There's not going to be anything like it in the U.S. It's going to be really fantastic for Orchard Park.
Well, you've really teased this very well for us. So you've got our attention on it all. Is the town board cohesive? I mean, are you all in agreement on a lot of this?
Yeah, I would say the board is pretty cohesive around, smart development around the stadium, around the Target Plaza, around Southwestern and Miles Strip area. It's really, these are really strategic places that we'd like to see smart commercial growth. We're all on board. I should say most of us are on board.
All right. Well, Joe, thank you. Good to talk with you this morning. Thank you so much.
Susan and Lucas, thank you so much. Appreciate the reach out and have a great day. And I mean it about the weather. If you guys can do something about it, please do.
We'll see what we can do about that.
Joe Liberti.
Have a great day.
You too.